This news update is being brought to you by Pigeon Hardware. Whether it's plumbing, electrical, hardware, paint, outdoor furniture, gifts, and more, shop your hometown store. They're locally owned and operated. That's Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon, and they're open 7 days a week. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. The Village Sebring will host its 6th annual cleanup day, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, June the 6th, for Sebring Village and Township residents only. The collection site is William Street, which is the former site of the LMS factory and Sebring Industries. Acceptable items are appliances, batteries, scrap metals, and tires. However, no rims will be accepted, and early drop-off of tires is not allowed. Also, prescription drugs and anything with wet paint are not accepted. For those who are not physically able or the elderly who need help getting unwanted items to the collection point, call the village office at 989-883-2150 ahead of time if help is needed. And of the 61 recently graduated Michigan State Police recruits, there were several assigned to positions in the Thumb. Troopers Lucas Smith of North Branch, Bryce Fortune of Davison, and Brandon Mischling of Warren were assigned to the Lapeer MSP post. James Johnston of Lapeer was assigned to the Flint Post, and Lindsay Kaufman of Brown City was assigned to the Caro Post. Trooper recruits received training in patrol techniques, crime investigation, and crime scene processing, and more. As spring brings an increase in wildlife activity, experts are reminding the public that young animals found alone are usually not abandoned and should be left undisturbed. Fawns, young rabbits, and fledgling birds are often left by their parents for extended periods while adults search for food. Wildlife officials say this behavior is a natural survival strategy that helps keep predators from locating vulnerable young animals. People who encourage baby wildlife are encouraged to observe from a distance and avoid handling or relocating the animals unless they appear injured or are facing immediate threat. In cases of injury, a licensed wildlife rehabilitator should be contacted. Many wild animals also nest near homes and businesses, taking advantage of locations that can offer protection from predators. Officials note that active bird nests, along with eggs and young birds, are protected under state and federal law. Disturbing or removing occupied nests without authorization can violate protections established under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act. Residents can help wildlife by keeping pets and children away from nests and young animals, and by preventing nesting in problem areas before eggs are laid. Wildlife experts say fledgling birds commonly spend time on the ground while learning to fly and continue receiving care from their parents. Moving these birds can make it difficult for the adults to locate them. The overall message from conservation officials is simple. When it comes to baby wildlife, being alone does not necessarily mean being abandoned. Giving young animals space offers them the best opportunity to survive and thrive in their natural environment. And we'll be back right after this word from our sponsor.
This is Kim from Pigeon Hardware, and spring is finally here.
And I'm Nate. It's time to open up the windows, air things out, and tackle those projects you put off all winter.
We've got Duabest paint and all the supplies you need to freshen up a room or two. With Duabest paint, you'll find the perfect color and coverage.
Heading outside? We're stocked with lawn and garden supplies to get your lawn ready for the season.
Plus, we offer UPS shipping, chainsaw sharpening, key cutting, and a full line of plumbing, electrical, and hardware items, including Do It Best paint.
So whatever you're fixing, painting, or planning, stop in and see us at Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon.
While you're in downtown Pigeon, make sure you visit Harjo's Ben Franklin and Pigeon Hardware, all in downtown Pigeon.
And we're back with more news. An unseasonably intense heat wave across the upper Midwest has pushed the region's newly upgraded clean energy grid to its absolute limits. Utility operators in Illinois and Indiana reported record-breaking early June electricity demand as residents cranked up their air conditioning units to battle the triple-digit heat indices levels. Despite minor localized brownouts, grid officials stated that the industrial-scale battery storage facility successfully prevented a widespread blackout. The event is triggering an immediate debate among energy regulators regarding the acceleration of backup natural gas infrastructure to support the renewable grid during extreme weather events. And following months of intense diplomatic debate, the European Parliament has passed a landmark piece of legislation mandating strict human rights and environmental audits for all multinational companies operating within the bloc. The law forces corporations to legally guarantee that their global supply chains do not rely on forced labor or contribute to illegal deforestation. Violators face severe penalties, including fines of up to 5% of their global annual revenue. Business consortia have warned that strict compliance mechanisms could trigger a significant spike in consumer prices and force Western companies to pull out of developing markets entirely. And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you by Pigeon Hardware. Whether it's hardware, plumbing, electrical, hardware, paint, outdoor furniture, gifts, and more, shop your hometown store. They're locally owned and operated. That's Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon, and they're open 7 days a week.
Close your eyes. Hear that? That's the sound of a Chevy Corvette waiting in your driveway. Stop dreaming and start driving. Thumb Broadcasting is giving away a 1990 Chevy Corvette. Whether you need a reliable ride for the kids or a sleek new look for the weekend, this is your chance. No catches, just the keys to a fresh start. Bright red, gray leather interior, 5.7 liter engine, 245 horsepower, 345 foot-pounds of torque, custom alloy wheels, and premium Delco Bose sound system. Entering is easy. Just head over to your local shops or listen to win on 102.1 or 94.1 FM. 300 lucky winners are taking home a key and a chance to win this car. That's right, 1990 Chevy Corvette could be yours. Don't wait. Entries close when all 300 keys are gone. So listen to 102.1 and 94.1 as well as AM 1340 for your chance to get your name in the hat or shop local and put your name in the bucket. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 years of age or older. Family members and employees of Thumb Broadcasting are ineligible to enter or win.
Register to win the 1990 Chevrolet Corvette at Cutting Edge Heating and Cooling in Kansas City now through their meet and greet on June 13th.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.